In the first couple of weeks, we didn't have anybody show up except just some of our local parishioners. But slowly but surely, it's been going just fine. And people show up. We don't fill the hall by any means, but sometimes we'll have up to 10 people here. And they just come in and we just keep feeding. We run out of food.
And in the beginning, what was your idea behind it?
A lot of times when you have a budget, you just don't have enough money to maybe go out and have a meal like where Emily's used to have soup and bread. To take your family out to have that would cost, you know, a certain amount of money. And if you don't have that extra money just to be able to come and have soup and bread with your family and you don't have to drop $40, you just come here and it's free. So I think that's really important when we look at the community. It's not to differentiate whether, you know, people have more than another person. And, you know, we don't want people to feel like, oh, I have to have a zero in my bank account. We want people to come because
anybody
maybe,
can come.
Yeah,
anybody.
It makes, I think the whole idea is that it could be just for camaraderie. Yes. You're isolated and you feel like, wow, I could go, you know, you could have lots of money in the bank. But, you know, if you want to sit down and have a bowl of soup with somebody and share time with them, that is as important as the food. Is just to know that there's somebody out there and you can talk to them. So I think that's the whole idea behind what we're at.
Right, right. Just camaraderie, community, you know, communio, communion. We're here to take care of one another, to love one another. So as a result of that, this is just an outlet and a way to do it. And it seems to work really well. So I'm inviting everybody that's hearing this to drop in Saturday, every Saturday, even Christmas Eve Saturday, the 24th, from noon to 1. Okay? So come. Come all ye faithful. Please, come. Come all ye unfaithful, too.
Yeah, come one and all. And and it's interesting because the people that do come, you know, you see their lives and one person who's a regular person who comes, he's new to the community. Maybe he's been here about 7 months, and it's just a great way to meet people. You know, if you feel like, you know, I really don't know anybody, and it's kind of hard to make a transition to connect with people. And it's not you have to join our church. It's just like, come, share a meal, and then if we have some extra, you can take it home with you if you'd like it. And so that's what we're doing.
Hammer and Wecon has been providing stuff too. They've just kind of stepped up to the plate here, and they said, well, we can help you out on this. So sometimes we're blessed enough to be able to send people away with some stuff. And that's been very good indeed, yes.
Yes, Hammer and Wecon, the manager, John Mason, Jeff and I have worked with him, and they give us things that are turning in the date. And so we're able to let the people go into the little room there and take bags and take as much as you want. And so that was really helpful. And then they also give us a discount on the food when we're buying the food at the grocery store to make the soup. So it's very nice.
The operative word here is welcome. Please come. You know, all are welcome in this place. Yes, please come.